From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Home at last. U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed Venezuelan prisoner Joshua Holt and his wife, Tamara Cayleno, at the White House Saturday evening. Trump was joined by several lawmakers who worked on the Holt's release, as well as Holt's family from the state of Utah. Venezuelan officials released the couple after high-level talks between President Nicolas Maduro and U.S. lawmakers. Holt and his wife were jailed for nearly 2 years on weapons charges that U.S. officials consider bogus. Despite President Trump's apparent cancellation, preparations continue for a possible summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Just 2 days after President Trump sent a letter to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un calling off their June 12th summit, the White House says a team is still heading to Singapore this weekend to work on logistics for that meeting. Trump's abrupt cancellation of the summit caught ally South Korea off guard. President Moon Jae-in called the decision very regrettable and said it left him perplexed. Moon and Kim held a surprise second summit to discuss the situation Saturday at the border village of Panmunjom. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Authorities in Indian-administered Kashmir say security forces have killed at least 4 suspected militants who crossed into the disputed territory from Pakistan. Officials say the government troops clashed with the rebels Saturday in the remote northwestern Tungar sector. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility from any militant group. And the states of Florida and Mississippi launched emergency preparations Saturday ahead of the arrival of subtropical storm Alberto. This is VOA News. An Irish election official